and so we should enjoy his presence in our lives at this time. I'm Dorcas Kamau. I'm saved. I am your speaker today, representing the social responsibility team. We have been working together throughout this week. We launched this week on Wednesday when we had our speaker, Reverend Dr. Waihenya from the PCA head office, and he's in charge of missions and board for social responsibility. Praise be to God. And so we are thinking about growing in giving, and especially giving to the needy, because that is our responsibility this time that we are living, and it is always good to remember that it is a call from God that we assist and we help all the needy among us. Let us pray. Ever-loving Father, you who is here with us, we are coming to you with thanksgiving and praises that you have given us this very divine moment. We sit in your presence to listen to your word. We want to thank you for calling upon each and every one of us so that we can help the needy among us. We want to thank you for so far the Ministry for Social Responsibility has taken us this far. Even today that we are gathered here, we want to pray that you're going to call on each and every one of us so that we can rise up through your word to assist the needy. For this we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so, the Bible is very clear. The book that we use, it is very clear on our responsibility to assist the poor. Where we have read in Deuteronomy 15, the last verse is saying, "There'll never cease poor people among you." The word is repeated in John 12:8, where Jesus said, "There'll always be poor people among you." Can you speak those words to your neighbor? "There'll always be poor people among you." "There will always be poor people among you." And so, what does that mean to each and every one of us? We must be ready. We must be called upon. We must rise up to the call to help the needy among us, because you'll be there. Wherever you live, whatever estate, whatever village you come from, there are always very poor people. And who are these poor people? There are people who need this assistance. In fact, some of them need the basic things. The basic things, even in the children we had here, and even those that were studying among us, they know that the basic needs are food, shelter, and clothing. And so it is a wake-up call to all of us. Those that have not participated in the social responsibility of assisting the poor among us, it is a wake-up call that we may look into the people who are living among us and who are very needy. In most of the times in this country, when we have a very posh estate coming up, beside it, there is normally another slum kind of. Do you agree with me? And so where you are living, wherever you are living, you may be living in either of the two. And so you may be needing the assistance, or you may be called upon to assist. Praise be to God. And so, because the poor will always be among us, the needy will always be among us, this is a theme that is running throughout the Bible. The Bible in the Old Testament, it is reminding us to assist the poor among us. And even in the Old Testament, Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior, who is our example, who is our mentor, who is our role model, he assisted the poor in their troubles. And even now, we are called upon. James 1:27, it is calling upon us to assist the needy, and especially in their pains, in their oppression. They are there, they are oppressed, lacking food, lacking shelter, lacking even hope, lacking even that ability to face tomorrow. We are called upon to assist. But there is a but in there. Most of us are unable to assist. Why? Because they do not know where do they assist. Look at the story that is told in the book of Kings. When Elisha helped a widow came to him, crying to him, "Now, my Lord, there are people who have come, they want to sell me, they want to sell my sons." That is in 2 Kings chapter 4. And so what did Elisha give? Elisha gave a solution, a permanent solution. So, my brethren, my dear brothers and sisters, let us rise up and assist these people forthwith, so that we don't keep giving them handouts of flour of maize, of beans, of clothing. Let us think about empowering them. And I appreciate this group that is seated here. They have been able to assist a few. Those are just a few. It's like a drop in the ocean, because the poor are so many in this country. The poor are so many, even in this town. The town that we are in, there are so many. And so we need to look for ways and means of empowering them, because that is our responsibility. Praise be to God. That is our responsibility. So we need to even arouse their imagination, their creativity, so that they are able to look at ways and means of doing something. Look at Elisha telling the widow, asking the widow, what do you have? Can we be able to stand firm and ask them, what do you have? If they tell us, I have one chicken, I have one goat, I have one this, I have some clothes, I have some this, you can tell them, then the clothes that you have and the ones that I'm giving you, go and sell. I have something in my WhatsApp whereby a beggar was seated, and maybe some of you have it. A beggar was seated along a certain street. I want to imagine a beggar seated along Moy Avenue. Praise the Lord. Are we together? A beggar is seated along Moy Avenue. And so many people were passing. And so he's there. He had a cup. He had a container. And he was shaking it. You see how they do it so passionately. They do it so passionately that you cannot ignore. So this man who was passing by, he saw the beggar and decided, okay, I am going to teach you and I'm going to show you. So he went and bought a bouquet of flowers and brought it to him. And first of all, he was the first one to buy the first flower. He bought it and then he gave him some money. So he told him, now go on, sell the rest. And so the next day when this man came, this beggar had finished the bouquet. It was gone, but he gained some money. So he started a business. That is what we are called to do. Praise be to God. Let us empower them, because we give them the flour, we give them the beans, we give them even the salad oil. If you get finished, then they'll come back to us. Praise the Lord. And so we are being called upon to assist and especially to empower them. So may God open our eyes so that we can be able to empower them. But there is a problem we have, all of us here, plus the so many that are there in this country. What is preventing us assist those people? Number one, selfishness. Number one, we have selfishness. Hindrances to assisting the needy. Hindrances to growing in giving to the needy. One, it is selfishness. Me, myself, and I. My children, my husband, my wife, my what? You always talk about you, not any other person. So when you centralize all your needs on yourself, you are unable to assist. That is a big hindrance to this country. Even these issues of corruption that we have, it is someone saying, I must get the whole thing. I must get the whole cake. I must get the whole share. I must, together with my people. This one leads to nepotism, tribalism, and all that. A man from my clan must get this. A man from my family must get this. So that is why we are having some people in offices who are not qualified. Are we together, brethren? Who are not qualified. So the poor people, who are always with us, they are missing it because of the me, myself, and I. So may God help us run away from selfishness, because that issue of myself and my family and my people and everything is centralized on you. It is leading to tribalism. It is leading to negative ethnicity. It is leading to all those things that we are talking about. And so we need to run away from them, because when we run away from them, we'll be able to cater for the needs of others. I'm even made to understand that some of these illnesses that are there, and especially the HIV, sorry that some of the people that we are dealing with are HIV positive, they do not have any hope of getting the medicine, the medication that is there, the ARVs or the counseling, the psychotherapy that they should receive, because someone has said, me, myself, and others. When I was speaking to the SRC group this day, I said, anytime when people bring their offering here, And if you don't do that, you can start doing it. They hold it, whether in the envelope or in the note that you have. When you drop it in the basket, people pray. People pray and they say, God, bless this. God, I am giving this because of my sick brother, my sick husband, my sick child. So all those things that are mentioned, if you are the person who diverts that fund that you are in charge of, then all those things that are mentioned come back to you. Sorry, and I have to say that. Sorry, I have to say that. So take great care. When you are given a responsibility, take that responsibility seriously. Stop saying me, myself, and I. And some of the other hindrances is, you just talk about the government. Serikali. Serikali o serikali saidia. Serikali o serikali saidia. Serikali ni nani? Hata our former president said, wacha kuongea mambo ya serikali. Wewe die serikali. So we are talking about the county government is not doing this. Our governor is not doing this. Our CEC is not doing this. This is not doing this. It is your responsibility. Praise be to God. It is your responsibility. You start blaming the serikali. You start blaming the governor. You start blaming the president. You start blaming, and you have been blessed. How many of you here from Friday have eaten the same meal, the same food? If you have eaten ugali, maybe if you are on medication, I excuse you. But from Friday, on Friday you had ugali. Yesterday lunch you had something different. Yesterday night you had something different. Today morning you had something different. So you have a variation. You have a variation. So you people, and myself included, because I am also not excluded on that, we need to rise up. Let us rise up. Let us grow in the giving to the poor. Because we are not poor. We are blessed. When I look at you, I see blessed ladies. I see blessed gentlemen. You are so blessed. And the poor are among us. But let us avoid that diversion. Me, myself, and I. And the other thing that we need to remember is that there are so many benefits that we receive when we give. There are so many benefits. Benefit number one. Benefit number one. We are blessed. We are blessed. Blessed is the heart that giveth than the heart that receiveth. That is very biblical. So if you want blessing today, blessings with no strings attached, just give. Give. Give to the poor. Because when you give, your heart is opened. And so when it is coming back to you, you are blessed. So one main benefit that you gain when you give, and especially to the needy, you are blessed. You are there in abundance. You not lack anything to give. You not lack even something to use for yourself. You not even lack anything to give to your family. You cannot lack. No one, totally no one. That is a quotation that I got from someone by the name Anne Frank, that no one has ever become poor as a result of giving. No one, totally no one. No one has ever become poor because of giving. You give and give. And the more you give, the more you gain. So I'm calling upon each and every one of us. Let us have that habit of giving. Number two, giving, it is obeying. It is obedience to God. It is obedience to God. Our God is calling upon us so that we can give. Let us be good givers, and especially to the poor, and especially to the needy, and especially to the people who require our assistance, because we are blessed beyond how our minds can comprehend. We are so blessed. And so it is a blessing. It is obedience to God. God is calling upon us. The Bible says, obedience is better than sacrifice. You had better not sacrifice anything. These days we do not have the sacrifice of animals. We have the sacrifices of our own lives. You sacrifice your own life. So when you sacrifice your own life by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are blessed. Then you are able to give. You give until you cannot give. Mother Teresa once said, give until it hurts. Who has given until you are hurt? You have given until you are hurt. You are feeling like you have given everything. But the everything that you've given, God blesses you with abundance. Amen? Amen. Then, number three, there is joy in giving. There is normally happiness. You are so happy. You are so relieved. You do not think that, oh God, there is a neighbor here who is crying. There is a neighbor here who didn't eat. There are some children, and especially those that have young children, even grandchildren. When they go to school, they'll tell you of children who have nothing to eat, because children are as innocent as they are. They'll share everything. If they didn't have something to eat in the morning, they'll just share with their friends. And if the friends have something, they give it. I wish we would have that childlike faith, that we give until we cannot give, until we have nothing else to give. When your child or your grandchild comes home, you ask him or her, where did you take your food? I shared with my friends. And what about you? I knew I was coming to eat home. Yes, children are just, they are just selfless. They are just selfless. So I wish we would have that faith of the children, the Sunday school children, and especially those that are very small, in lower primary, grade 1, 2, 3, and even those that are in kindergarten, they give and give, just as Christ. Christ gave his all. Are we able to give to that level of the children? So you gain happiness in that. When you give, you gain a lot of happiness. You honor God, you are obedient to God. And then finally, giving to the poor and the needy, it is a way of being invited to the eternal kingdom. Look at the narrative in Matthew chapter 25. When Jesus, the King of Glory, comes, he is there and he is reading some things. It is very much, you can put it into your imagination, that God is calling whoever is Mary here, whoever is John here, whoever is Peter, and then he tells you, welcome you the righteous, welcome to my kingdom. So when you give, it is like you are registering, you are getting a huduma number to the heavenly kingdom. Praise the Lord. How many of us have a huduma number here? Hey, you are many. So when you give, you get yourself a huduma number of that everlasting kingdom. You will not be there to argue, I did this, I did this. All those things that we do, God records them. So when the King comes and he's reading, he says, here, you did one, you did two, you did three, you did four, you did five. Welcome to my kingdom. You are righteous. And then some of them you'll be asking, when did we feed you? When did we clothe you? When did we do one, two, three? When did we take you to the hospital? When did we give you some medication? When did we visit you? When did we do this to you? And then he's saying, whatever you did to the least of my brothers, you did it unto me. Welcome to my kingdom. How many of us are very much willing to enjoy that heavenly kingdom? Respond to the call to give to the poor. Give to the poor. And then God is recording everything that you do. Then make a very long list of that requirement to get into the heavenly home. And therefore, the Bible in Proverbs 14:31b, which is our key verse, it is saying, whoever gives to the needy honors God. Honor God with what you have. Honor God by giving to the poor. Honor God by responding to the call. God is calling upon each and every one of us today, and especially empowering the needy, and especially giving them what they need. The statement is said, it is better you show someone how to fish instead of giving him or her the ready fish. You just show them how to fish. They are going to fish. But if they are crooked ways, do not show them. Just show them the straight ways. Praise be to God. Let us avoid the me, myself, and I attitude. Let us help the poor. Let us rise up and assist them. Let us join hands so that our poor, the poor among us, will be assisted. So we thank God for everything, and we pray that he's going to help us look into the needs of the others. He's going to remind us that when we give, we are leading God. Imagine you leading God. And you know, when we led with God, God is, allow me to use this word, it is like a shyrock. When a shyrock leads you, you are forced to pay with a an interest. It is a very big interest. And so when we learn to God, we get it with a very big interest. We get blessings. We are blessed so much. So much until our tongues cannot tell. Praise be to God. And therefore, I want to wish all of us a very good time as we prepare and as we continue. Those that are already doing it, do not stop. Those that have not started, give. Look into all your things. Get what you can give. And then whatever you give, give it with no strings attached. With no strings attached. Because some of us are giving, but we are attaching a string. Because I gave you this, you must do this. Because I gave you this, you must do this. Remember, when you give, those poor people will say some things. And maybe some those things may come back to you in the negative. So give and give and give and forget. Forget what you have given. So may Lord God bless us. May He let us look into the needs of the poor so that we are able to address them, and especially empowering them. Because when we empower them, we empower our nation. We empower our country. We make the place where we are living better. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Ever-loving Father, we are coming to you with praises and thanksgiving.